In this episode, Muscle Monday Tibia for Life, we are talking about the anterior tibialis, the muscle, the slab on the front of your shin bone.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 857 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beardcast, broadcast, gangcast, mancast, pimpcast, sleazecast, slaycast, beardcast, nipplecast, taintcast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. We are going deep with the anterior tibialis, tibialis anterior, tibialis anticus. Depends on how far back you want to go with your anatomy. If you want to go way, way back, give it a little anticus. Come on. Who knows their Latin? Who knows their Latin? It's okay. I don't really know it either. But we're talking about the front of the shin, today's Muscle Monday. We touched upon it a couple weeks ago with the calf episode. But the front of the shin needs its own day. I told you when we did it, I said we can break up all these, we could break up all these body parts or all these muscle groups and really go into like the different parts of it. And that's what we'll do, because eventually Muscle Monday will run out or we'll shift gears of how we do it. Because there are a lot of muscles in the body, man. There are a lot of muscles. And there aren't a lot of muscles that really we need to worry about. I guess there are, but there aren't. You know, it depends on how you frame them, but I never run out of content. I never run out of ways to spin this shit in a new light. So we'll see how it goes. But anyway, we're going deeper now. We're going deeper, going real specific today. So welcome everyone. Welcome to episode 857 of The Sleaze. Thanks for joining live on Facebook. We're on Instagram, Twitch, YouTube, Periscope. We're everywhere. And remember, fam, and make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you get your audio gains. If you can, catch it live. You can catch me live. You can catch me in your ear holes later on. And you can find that on Spotify, Apple Podcast. Type in Swolenormous. Type in Daily Swole Podcast. You could also go to SwolenormousX.com and click on podcast. You can get all the links there. And, you know, you get the favorite. You get your favorite app, whether you have an iPhone or not. Token Hafrican. Hey, I'm fat. How are you? Hello, fatty. Fatty McFatterson. Is that your real name? Is that you? Is that you showing up to my live cast? I'm fat. How are you? Well, you said it, not me. I have faith in you inventing new muscles. Ken, thank you. My goal is to spurn new muscular heads while training. Just train my triceps so hard that all of a sudden they become quadriceps. And then my quads will become penticeps or whatever the hell it would be. just creating new muscles, just literally going through evolution in the moment, consciously experiencing evolution. That would be exciting. Great DWG today. Why, thank you, Michael. That's right, everyone. Make sure you check it out. The full episode, the full video is on, it's on Facebook. I posted a clip on Instagram. The entire DWG. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. I know I just said, hey, you can find me all these places, but I really am everywhere. I really have stuff everywhere. So if you're only following me on one place, you're missing most of the content, because there's a lot of stuff that is on YouTube that has never made it to Instagram or Facebook and vice versa, you know? So today's episode, if you're watching live on Instagram, you're not going to see the 3D. I'm going to show the muscles and we're going to look at the actual picture of it. So if you want to catch that when we go to it, if you're concerned and you're like, hey, what the heck? I can't see. Of course you can't see. You're watching on freaking Instagram. What do you expect? But you're going to have to go and check that out on Facebook or YouTube or Twitch, twitch.tv/Swolenormous, all that stuff. You and Every Damn Day Fitness have been doing a good job with this fat acceptance BS. Yeah, we really crossed the streams on that one. We really connect with that. I actually did another video. I haven't posted it yet. It's in production. In other words, I'm editing it. I just shot it. And it's literally about this whole, I mean, we can talk about this for a moment. I don't want to get too far off this topic because it's just an endless pit of bullshit. the new Nike campaign, right? The Nike campaign, Colin Kaepernick. I really feel that the whole Nike shit, all that effort, obviously they want attention. Obviously they need, it's marketing. It's fucking marketing. They're not trying to change history. They're just jumping on this marketing opportunity, right? They're creating a stir. If there was the same type of money for a marketing campaign in terms of what Nike could have put behind an anti-obesity campaign, how much more would that really help, right? How many really bad interactions with police and people are there every year? How many literally, I mean, are proven to be, all right, this was someone made a mistake. I'm not talking about all the ones that people, right? But how many of these altercations were really, okay, the cop did something wrong. It's proven. All right, let's say if there are a year, let's say there's 100, let's say there's 1,000, right? 100. There aren't that many, for one thing. And because most of them, after they leave the news, they're proven to be completely within reason in terms of, you know, police force and stuff like that. Most of these things are, they're just blown. They make the news and they get a headline and everyone gets stirred up, but then they don't follow through with the case. No one actually realizes, oh, this wasn't someone's fault. Someone didn't do anything bad. It just made a headline at the beginning. And then when they investigated, they realized the cop did everything right. Anyway, and that's really what, because I know people in the police force and I get all these, like, I see all the posts, like after these things get resolved, the numbers are extremely low, extremely low. Most cops are honest. Most cops do their job well. You know, and no one, come on, everyone, there's always someone that's fucking, right? There's always some, and look, I'm not giving an opinion. I don't want anyone to die. And I just fucking chill out. But what I am saying is that most cops are honest. Most doctors want to help people, right? I think, you know, in any profession, it's like a stereotype. It's a stereotype in the sense, in a positive way. Most people, yeah, no, you know, I'm not oversimplifying a political situation. Things are much more simple in many cases. My point is that Nike, the Just Do It campaign, Nike, I mean, they're masters of marketing. So don't get it twisted. All right. Here's what I'm saying. Don't get it twisted and forget the fact that Nike is going to make a ton of money, get a ton of publicity, and they're fucking front and center. It's marketing 101. They're pushing boundaries. People are going to cut up and burn Nikes, blah, blah, blah. They're going to forget about it in a week and they're going to remember the Nike symbol for the rest of their lives and they're going to go back to buying it. All right. Come on. People are like, I'm never buying Nike again. Right. Okay. Okay. Sure. Sure. Yeah. You know, anyway, I'm not getting into the politics of the police officer thing. My point is, why doesn't, and you could have your own, like, I really don't care. That's not what this is about. I'm just making the statement that most of these issues and they get blown out of proportion. What I'm saying is, why can you imagine if Nike spent this kind of money on a very outspoken anti-obesity campaign, right? And they said, fit is beautiful because you're respecting your bodies. And it doesn't mean that fat people are ugly. It just means that the pursuit of maximizing human potential and respecting the body and training the body and working hard for those results is admirable. That's why we admire people that are in shape, because we know the hard work that goes into getting it. Doesn't take hard work to gain weight. Doesn't take hard work to get fat. There are a lot of people online that have the same opinion. You know, it doesn't take effort to fucking be extremely obese. My point was, all this distraction, right, in the media with this Nike shit, all this attention. What if this attention came and boom, slapped this obesity acceptance movement in the fucking face, and Nike put the kind of money they did into this shit against obesity? I'm just saying that when you compare how many of these political issues from, like, the police brutality or whatever the original reason for the kneeling in the NFL and Colin Kaepernick, all this shit, right? How many people are wrongly killed in a year? Let's say it's 1,000. How many people fucking die? Let's say, I mean, I'm sure I'm grossly exaggerating 1,000. What about how many people die every year from obesity? If we're worried about protecting people, why don't we focus on not feeding people poison, legally feeding people poison? We're worried about Elon Musk. We're worried about Elon Musk smoking, taking a toke on the Joe Rogan podcast. This guy is re-engineering, or not even re-engineering, he's engineering the future of humanity. This guy takes like two puffs on a fucking podcast. SpaceX, PayPal, Solar City, Boring Company. Did I say Tesla already? With Solar City, what's the other fucking ones he does? SpaceX. I mean, he's creating the future. And everyone's going to, you know, the stock's going to drop because the stock drops because no one knows if he's fit to be the CEO. Bro, he fucking made these things. He's the only reason that there's hope for the future. In a legal fucking state, it's absurd. I know today's Muscle Monday, but this stuff has to fucking get out because this is shit that happens over the weekend. Fucking ridiculous. It was a great podcast. It was a great fucking podcast. Did I get all the things that he does? SpaceX, Boring Company, Solar City, Tesla, and he was one of the founders of PayPal, for those that don't know. Like, it's absolutely, it's ridiculous. But these are all distractions. These are distractions. You know, all the stuff with, you know, Trump saying things and everyone's, you know, running around like every last thing he fucking says. It's just a distraction from the pharmaceutical companies and the food companies just raping us, raping the fuck out of us as people, and just taking all the money, like just the student loan debt and the health debt. We're fucked. We're trillions in debt. The economy is going to plummet. It's going to plummet. They're going to have to do something with the student loan debt, like probably just erase it. Like, how the fuck is that ever going to get fixed? The healthcare system is going to go bankrupt. It already is. It just has to crash and then get reformed. Like, we're fucked. We got to be talking, like, what's impacting us the most? Obesity. Obesity. Obesity is fucking now. It's now. It's happening now. It's happening now. It's not these fucking made up challenges. All these stresses that people are fucking creating for themselves. No, the reality is that we just ignore the fact that we're getting willfully poisoned. Willfully fucking poisoned. Willfully poisoned. The supermarket is just 99% poison. Shit that fucking is bad for us. And we just accept it. Hey, these companies are making garbage food. Let's buy it. Let's consume it regularly. Oh, I'm sick because I ate all your garbage. Oh, hey, give me some medicine to make me feel better. They're making so much fucking money. We don't get pissed off. We just drink alcohol like crazy. Tons of calories, car accidents, fucking fighting, just all the shit that the negative side of, you know, I mean, and that's legal. But then fucking marijuana is legal and people still create issues over this. It's stupid shit. There's so much dumb shit. Oh my God. That's a good point. It's a hazard for everyone in society. Obesity can be a hazard for everyone. If you're a firefighter, you're saying, yeah, it's going to be harder for a firefighter to save someone. If you have to go into a burning house and someone's obese, they might not get saved. If you can't lift them, you can't lift them. What are you going to do? That's my point. That was my point, Mike. That's really what I've been trying to say, is that we're creating all these issues and we're forgetting, not forgetting, but we're ignoring, we're glossing over the shit that's impacting us now. Like, really, Nike, aren't you a sports apparel company? Aren't you really sports based? You're going to get behind this fucking shit, you know, stand up for what you believe. Why don't you fight fucking obesity? Be an actual fitness company, be an actual health company, take charge on this fucking shit. All this money spent to create more of a divide. Great. Nice ad campaign. Thank you. Thank you to create and stir up more fucking racial tension and more issues and bring this fucking bullshit into bigger disproportion. It's fucking insane. You know, the vast majority of these fucking cases and issues make headlines, and then when they get sorted out, it turns out that nothing was done improperly. Shit. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Let's get into it today. So that was like the weekend rundown. Well, that's why we do a long podcast. We get a lot accomplished. All right, so let's talk tibialis anterior. I don't even really want to talk about tibialis. I just want to talk about this shit. All right, so let's do, we'll come back to it tomorrow. We'll see what happens. I'll finish editing that video. I'll throw that video up, and then you guys can comment on YouTube and stuff about that. So I'll just put it in there. It's pretty much everything I just talked about. I'll edit it up. On point today. Why, thank you. I like to warm it up. I like to get the crowd riled up. Come on. It's like a little intro act, like, you know, a little song and dance, you know, dun, 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 dun. Fat people buy shoes too. That's true. That's true. All about the money. No doubt. Of course it's about the fucking money. It's a business. That's exactly what Nike's doing. Not to change the world. They're there to make money. Money. Don't think they're taking a stand and they're really doing anything good. They're maximizing. They're jumping on it. They're bleeding this. They're going to bleed this fucking thing out. Must have been a long weekend. I forgot how to spell. What did I spell wrong? Muscle Monday. Tibialis anterior. Or was it someone else? Did I spell okay? What did I spell wrong? All right. Oh, tibia for life in the background. And those of you that are watching, yeah, tibia for life. Okay, so let's do Muscle Monday. So tibialis and bro do a TED talk. I do a talk every day. The Daily Swole is my talk. Oh, life is spelled L-Y-F-E. Tibia for life. So let's talk about the tibialis anterior. We discussed the calves last time. No, not last time. Maybe either 2 or 3 weeks ago. So you can go and check out those episodes. Every week, every Monday, we've been doing Muscle Monday. So you can just go back 7 episodes. I think it's 14. Anyway, we talked about the calves. And I broke down the soleus, the gastrocnemius, talked a little bit about the anterior tibialis or the tibialis anterior. You could say it a couple different ways, or it's commonly a couple different ways. But that is the muscle on the front of the shin. So it pulls the foot up. It actually pulls the foot up. It dorsiflexes the foot and internally it inverts the foot. So I'm going to bring it up right now. If you're watching on Instagram, you're not going to see it. You're going to hear me. You're not going to see the video. So you can go over on Twitch. And you could also go to Facebook or YouTube. And remember, it's on the new YouTube channel. It's on the Daily Swole podcast. So if you go on YouTube, you type in Daily Swole podcast. I got like 30 or 40 subscribers, so it's low key, but I wanted to give people a place again on YouTube to watch the show because I moved it off my main channel. Let's see, Muscle Monday, bring it up. Okay, so I'm switching screens. If you're on Instagram and you want to catch it, and you want to catch this, go over on Facebook or one of the other platforms. All right, so the tibialis anterior, I have it highlighted here. Everyone that can see. I have it highlighted here, and you can see, I'll bring it up here, the yellow part, just trying to rotate this, the yellow part is the tendon, so that's the insertion point, and you can see right here in, right here, how it goes into the inside part and the medial portion of the foot. Let me see, what is that, is that the cuneiform? Medial cuneiform, right, okay, so because it attaches onto the internal part here, or the inside part, it's going to pull the foot up, but also internally, invert it. So if you pull your arch inwards, it's going to lift that arch up. So one of the things that's important to remember, one of the things that's important to remember about the anterior tibialis is that it supports the arch of the foot. So if you have a weak shin muscle, a weak anterior tibialis, that can be a reason for your arch flattening. Also being obese and overweight can cause your knees to cave in, can cause feet flattening, tight hip flexors can cause tight, you know, feet flattening, tight lateral portions of the quadriceps can cause feet flattening. So there are a few reasons why you might have flat feet or you might have overpronation, which is really the foot flattening and externally rotating and everting. And that's very common when people have tight calves, lateral gastrocnemius, hip flexors, like I mentioned. There's a bunch of reasons why that knee could cave in and your foot might flatten more. So the anterior tibialis is important to strengthen because it helps support that arch. And I'll rotate around here. And there you go. You can see that a lot better. See, it goes around the inside. So if we're looking at it from a top, a higher angle, you see how it comes down and wraps around. And the origin point, trying to get a good angle here. There we go. So it runs right on the front of the leg. So this is what's going to control and eccentrically decelerate that foot flattening. So if you have a weaker anterior tibialis and you're running heel to toe, a lot of people get shin splints. But if you're doing barefoot running and you're running on your midfoot and your forefoot, you're not going to get shin splints. You know, this is one of those reasons why barefoot running, of course, building up to it properly, but that's better than heel to toe running because it's natural. You're going to have that cushion. And when your arch is supported, you have that spring. That's what the arch is there for. So muscles like the anterior tibialis is going to support that arch. And there's other ones as well. Certain ways to train the anterior tibialis. You can walk on your heels, do heel walks. You could just do toe lifts. You can hang your feet off the edge of a bench or a step and just lift your feet up as high as you can towards your shin and internally or invert, invert a little bit as you dorsiflex, as you pull your knees up. I would just bend the knees a little bit so you allow the gastrocnemius, the calves on the other side, to relax so you can get full contraction of the anterior tibialis. Some of you might have seen anterior tibialis machines. There's little, dorsiflexing machines sometimes at some gyms, but you can use a bar, you can use a dumbbell, or you can just do it with body weight with, you know, 2 feet or one leg, for example. Some other things that are great about the anterior tibialis, it gives you a lot more fullness in the front of, or in the lower leg. If you're trying to thicken up and just build and develop muscles in your lower leg and have bigger calves and create that balance. If you're gonna have strong muscles on the back, you need to have strong muscles on the front, create that support, but it'll also give you some fuller lower limbs by building up the front a little bit more. So this is great for, it's important to reduce the risk of knee pain, foot pain when you're walking heel to toe, but it's also stabilizing the front portion, kind of just balances out what the calves are doing on the back. And it's very, very undertrained. Most people don't give the anterior tibialis the attention it deserves. Very few people, when they do calves, do they ever do the front of their shin. And it's very easy. It's very easy to do heel walks. It's very easy to do toe lifts. You don't need a lot of weight. You're not going to be able to do a lot of weight, but it will reduce the risk of things like stress fractures, plantar fasciitis, because if you're decelerating and you're controlling the descent and strengthening the arch, you will have less impact and potentially less inflammation or irritation of the plantar fascia on the bottom of the foot. So if you get plantar fasciitis often and, you know, swelling and kind of like essentially tendonitis, but in the bottom of the foot, hurts when you get out of bed in the morning, stuff like that. This could be something that helps improve or decrease the risk of that reoccurring or improve the recovery from that. So if you have questions about this, now is a great time to discuss the anterior tibialis. I wanted to bring up that muscle, show you a little bit of a 3D effect. Looks pretty good, right? Originates from the outside portion of the tibia right there at the top. I don't know if it's origins from the fibula as well. No, the interosseous membrane, the lateral condyle. All right, I wasn't sure if it touches a little bit of the fibula as well, but no. So tibia, and it goes right into the medial cuneiform right there on the inside. So that's why, because of that wraparound right there in the front of the foot, that's why you get that dorsiflexion, but also that inversion. So it brings the middle of the foot, the sole of the foot, kind of in towards the midline at the same time because of the insertion point. What suggestions would you have to transition from running shoes to barefoot without injury? First off, to start walking around barefoot more. You know, running shoes, one of the things about running shoes is not only are they cushioning and supporting your arch and essentially weakening the bottom, you know, your foot and the muscles of your foot, running shoes also have an elevated heel. So you're in a constant state. And that's another thing. That's another reason why the anterior tibialis needs to be strengthened, is most heels, whether they're sneakers, whether they're high heels for women, dress shoes for men, when you have that elevated heel, you're in a constant state of plantar flexion. So the angle of your ankle is a little bit toes down, which lengthens the anterior tibialis. So because it's lengthened all the time, it gets inhibited and it shuts down. So it starts being less and less active during walking, stabilizing the leg. Also, if people that have, those of you that have trouble getting into a deep squat, do any of you have trouble getting into a deep squat with good form, with your heels flat? Do your heels flatten, or like your inside, your arches flatten, your toes kind of turn out a lot when you're trying to get into a deep squat? If you have a weak anterior tibialis, and most of you do, you're not going to be able to pull the shin forward over the toes as much. So it's going to be harder for you to get into a squat. Okay, so this is really important. If you want to get into that deep squat and keep your heels down, if you have a stronger and more active anterior tibialis, it's going to help pull the shin forward, because it'll pull the toes up if it's open chain. But if your feet are flat on the ground, it's going to pull the shin forward. So you're going to get deeper into that squat. And that's another reason why the anterior tibialis is super important. And because most shoes, most sneakers, like fucking Nikes, like we talked about at the beginning, and dress shoes, ladies, when you're elevated with the heel, you are in plantar flexion. So you're deactivating, because it's over lengthened. You're deactivating, you're shutting down your anterior tibialis, and you're tightening up your calves. And this isn't a strengthening or weakening. This is just like a neurally turning on, overstimulating, and a neural shutting down. So essentially, you're giving your anterior tibialis a day off. You're giving your anterior tibialis a day off every day. You're making life way too easy on your anterior tibialis. So your calves, your back of your leg gets really, really tight. The front of your shin gets very, very weak, and it affects your arch support. It affects how deep you can get into a squat, which is going to affect your force and your strength transfer into your soleus when you're doing a deep squat and trying to get back up, because your soleus is really important when it comes to squat strength. And we can talk a little bit more about that with biomechanics. I mean, it's super interesting, but definitely need to fire those anterior tibs. Vince, I still can't do deep squat flat foot yet. Well, this will help. This will help get you a little bit further down. I think Ultras are a good shoe for someone who moved to their zero drop shoot Ultras. They sound vaguely familiar. Vivo barefoots are okay too. I say just be barefoot more often. You can get Vibrams. Vibrams are literally as close, the ones that I have, the classics, are as close as you can get pretty much to barefoot as possible. I don't recommend, whenever you get something like that, you wear them a little bit, wear them for an hour, take them off for an hour. You need to build up into it. I would never recommend wearing Vibrams or any kind of like minimalist shoe and just walking or standing on a hard surface all day. You know, you have to build up into it. And certainly don't go running anytime soon when you first start wearing them. If you do any kind of training, when you build up to maybe jogging or moving lightly and learning how to run properly and learning how to run again, do it on grass, do it on a soft surface. Do not do it on a treadmill. Don't go pounding around at the gym or on pavement. You're going to get a stress fracture. You're going to hurt yourself. I did that when I first started wearing them. This is like 7 or 8 years ago. I mean, I just wore them all the time, and I wore them where I was teaching, and there were tile floors everywhere. So it was hard surfaces. The first like day or two, like my feet were aching, and I was also doing like sprints and interval sprinting on a treadmill. And eventually just like part of my foot just started aching, and I had a little bruising or stress fracture or something that I had to go easy for a while. So just sharing my story so you don't make the same mistake. But a lot of people do that. They think, hey, I'll just put these on and fucking do exercise. You're taking your feet out of a cast. If you don't go barefoot all the time or your feet aren't strong, you're literally taking your feet out of a cast. If you're 30 or 40 years old, your feet have been in a cast for 30 years. They've never really worked. So you have to build up into that slowly. Learn or die. Yeah, learn or die. Learn or die. Yoga after leg day. Nice. Nice. Let's see what else we got here. So anterior tibialis. What was I going to say about that? Anterior tibialis. I make that a part of my calf training. I do calves frequently. We had this conversation. I don't know if it was on the same episode of Muscle Monday where we talked about the calves, or it might have been a separate episode, but I train calves frequently. I built up to that, and I've really hit an interesting stride with my calf training, and I do a lot of bodyweight stuff, but I do a lot of really, really extreme plantar flexion, like ballerina up on that fucking big toe, like really plantar fucking flexion, really trying to cramp up those muscles. So I do that. I do heavy partial reps, isometrics, but being barefoot and really maximizing range of motion and ankle stretching, you know, sitting, I do yoga poses where you're sitting back on your heels with your feet pointed and feet tucked. It stretches out the fascial tissue, stretches out the top of the ankle. That's really challenging for a lot of people. Remember, if you're in shoes or you're wearing heels all the time, your ankle gets very stiff both directions. It's going to be really hard for you to fully plantar flex, and it's going to be hard for you to fully dorsiflex because you're just locked in a position. Your body is so used to being locked in a position. So you have to work on mobility both ways, both directions. Don't just stretch out your calves, you know, lean against the wall and push and, hey, my calves are stretched out. No, you got to strengthen both sides. You have to mobilize both sides. You can't ignore any one thing. It's a process, fam. It's a process. So what we got going on? Who pumped today? It's a Monday pump. Who here caught the new Driving While Gaining? Someone mentioned before. I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, the new one. I have another one that I did. I'm going hard again on the DWGs. It just takes a lot of my voice. I get so amped up. I get so excited with the DWG. I get so excited. It's such a fun fucking thing. Such a fun thing. Well, let's see. We got a question. Loved it. Thanks, Dennis. Thank you. Yeah, give me some. If you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, just out of curiosity, why not? Go subscribe. Go check it out. And thank you for everyone that dropped a new review. If you haven't left a review or recommendation on my Facebook page, much appreciated. Also iTunes. If you are subscribed on iTunes, take a few moments, go over there and check it out and leave a review. It really helps out the podcast. Every time you drop a share or a thumbs up or drop a comment, it helps. Everything helps. Recovering from running a Spartan Beast and a Spartan Sprint over the weekend. No working out for me today. You're one of those, huh? You're one of those run every race you that possibly comes through your area. You're doing like one of those obstacle races every weekend. I did one or two of those and I was over it. I was doing it like when it first started getting like popular, like 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. I got into trail running for one season and then I was just over it. I did it until I won the 10K. It was a trail run and I won the 10K trail run, which is like what, 6 miles or something like that, 6.1 I think. And you use them to test your fitness level. I mean, it's not really an accurate test because every race is different and depends on how you're measuring fitness. But if you have fun doing it, I'm not criticizing it. I just remember back to when I was doing the trail. I got to the point where I won the 10K and then I stopped. I was like, all right, I won it. I'm good. And I smashed my pinky toe twice on the same route. And when I mean route, like a tree route. I was running over a hill because it was a trail run. So it was going up and down. It was really, 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 really rugged. And I lifted my right foot to clear this route and my pinky toe clipped. And I'm like, oh, I just fucking broke that. Like it just hurt so much. Like it caught because I had the 5-finger shoes and it caught the pinky toe and it just pulled it out to the side. And I was like, it just wrecked my toe. So I kept on running. It was the first lap. I'm like, I can't stop now. So I was in first place. And it was for the 10K, for the 5K, because there is one group that some people were doing the 5K, some people were doing the 10K, and there's also a half marathon. And so the 5K was one pass through whatever, like the woods and the trails. The 10K was two passes. And so on the second pass, check this out. On the second pass, I clipped my pinky toe on the same fucking route, the same way. And I was watching it coming. I'm like, lift it higher, get over it. Same fucking toe that I swore that I totally broke. And at the same fucking toe, I like literally saw, I blacked out while I was running, and I literally just had hallucinations of Mario Kart. I just saw like stars flying around and like question mark boxes and stuff. I was out of, I was in such excruciating pain. After the race, my pinky toe was like this. It was like straight out to the side. Like it was so swollen. And the crazy thing, it was like this, that it wasn't broken. I don't know how it didn't break. I don't know how it didn't fucking break, but it wasn't broken. I went and got an x-ray and stuff. It hurt and it was swollen and sticking out for so long. I thought it would never get better. And eventually it did. Oh my God, that was painful. That was so bad. I forget if that was the one that I won or that was a different one. I forget if I won that one. But I'll never forget that feeling and just something. Yeah, it's all right. I'm over it. I'm over that shit. But I did like one of those savage races or Spartan. Yeah, you do a couple of those and then it's like, all right, they're all the same. Enough climbing rope and getting muddy. I get it. It's cool. It's cool. I'm not a Spartan though. I'm just a dude that I'm just an accountant just going to do a Spartan race. I'm a Spartan. No, you're not. You're not. Oh, God. We just take the name Spartan. We just smear it. Those warriors bred from birth to be a fucking warrior. And we're like, we're Spartan. We run through mud and we climb ropes. We just completely tarnish their heritage. But they're gone, so who gives a fuck? The Lacedonians? Lacedonians? Lacedonians, I think they were. Lucedonians? I forget. Spartans. They're not. They weren't called Spartans. I think they were Lucedonians. Lacedonians. Forget. Forget that history. We're going deep. We're going Muscle Monday all the way back and forth. So I hope you enjoyed the interesting episode today. We talked about a lot of stuff. We went all over the place. We talked about the politics and the shit with Nike. Nike needs to attack obesity. Not this. Get the fuck out of this politics game. Just make your clothes, but attack obesity. Come on. Use the money properly. Attack obesity in this fucking epidemic. Talked about the anterior tibialis. Awesome. Muscle to train. Often ignored. Ignored, like, or just unknown. People just don't train it. We talk about barefoot running and barefoot, and the importance of barefoot running or barefoot living and why the anterior tibialis gets shut down from shoes. Are you plugging these Vibrams? I'm just discussing them. I don't get any kickbacks from it. I wear them all the time. Genuinely considering it. Sure, if you want to. I'm not telling you one way or the other. I love them. What's this? I do an ankle flexion with a weight plate while sitting on a bench. Yeah, I do it with 2 feet with an easy curl bar. Big Papa Swolio, what up? Colorado Freeze. Spartans obviously weren't too badass. They're all dead. Well, yeah, and everyone's a descendant of Genghis Khan. So it goes both ways. Those are all dead, but some people live on forever. Starting 90-day dash today. All right, Dana. Sweet. Oh, Laconia, right? Laconians. Yeah, there we go. Look at Spartan society. Did you Wikipedia that? Thanks, Google. Yeah, Lacedaemonians. Yeah, Lacedaemonians. Lacedaemonians. Yeah, so I was close. Or did I get that right? Did I say Lacedaemonians? Whatever. So that's some interesting history for those of you history buffs out there. I love history. I love history podcasts and stuff like that. Super cool. Learning about history is going to help you for the future. If you want to learn what's going to happen with human society, you better learn your history to make sure we don't make the same fucking mistakes that we made before. That's why history is important, to remember the terrible shit and the terrible fucking mistakes that we made. and they weren't in our lifetime always. So it's like having a memory that spans generations. And if you don't fucking have that memory, just like in your own life, you'll keep on dating the same pieces of shit. You keep on making the same mistakes. No. We need to keep that memory. History is memory. History is memory of civilization. Memories of all the mistakes, all the things we fucked up with. All the things we fucked up with. It's super important. So thank you, everyone, for joining Papa Swolio for episode 857 of The Sleaze. Muscle Monday, tibialis anterior. You can go rewind and watch the 3D modeling if you missed it. Okay, that will be on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Periscope, all those places for replay. I'll get this podcast up on Spotify, Apple Podcast, SoundCloud, all those places. You can go to swolenormousx.com, click on podcast to see all of the spots. You got questions? Well, you're going to have to drop them another time. So I am out. Hope you get your pump on. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Go check it out. You can subscribe to the podcast and stay plugged in for the latest and the greatest. Don't forget, new video on YouTube. Go check that out. Subscribe if you're not. I'll be dropping another one either later today or tomorrow. Got some newish coming. And yeah, I'm back to work off the podcast, but follow me on Instagram and Instagram stories. I'll keep you all updated on the latest and the greatest there. Peace out, fam. Thanks for joining me for 857. See you tomorrow for 858 of the most muscular Swolecast, Beardcast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Peace, McGee's fam. Deuce McGoose, Papa Swolio. Out.